It's 5:32. I'm Mary Hartnett with Siouxland Public Media News. Iowa farmers using 5 days during the past week suitable for field work now have planted 93% of the state's expected corn acreage. But corn planting progress is 3 weeks later than the five-year average for this date. The USDA's weekly update says Iowa's soybean planting is 70% complete. That trails last year and the five-year average by 17 days. Linn County grower Mike Stewart, who farms near Mount Vernon, was completing planting this afternoon, leaving wet spots unplanted.
You've got to get it in at this point in time. There are other conditions from crop insurance and federal programs and everything that just need to get it in the ground. And we'll take what we get and we'll have to see. The weather's going to have to kind of cooperate from here on out to see what the final yields are.
At this early stage of the growing season, the USDA rates 58% of Iowa's emerging corn crop in good to excellent condition. Democratic presidential candidate and Senator Elizabeth Warren toured an ethanol production plant in Dyersville in northeast Iowa today. The Massachusetts senator's tour comes the day before President Trump will visit one in Council Bluffs. That's where he's expected to tout a recent federal policy to lift summer restrictions of gasoline blended with 15% ethanol. Warren says she supports the policy, but it doesn't do much for the ethanol industry as long as the EPA keeps allowing oil refiners to blend gasoline without ethanol. That's Siouxland Public Media News. I'm Mary Hartnett.